And there was some very important information that was sent to Adam Curry, who has a podcast. They call him the Podfather. I think he had the very first podcast. Adam Curry got this, and it was sent to me by Steve. And Steve, I'm not going to use your last name unless you tell me to. I can't remember if you want your last name used or not. But thank you, Steve. And here's the summary. Here's the actual email that Adam Curry got from a guy in Ireland talking about the PCR test. Remember, I've talked for the longest time. Oh, we got a case here, right? We got a chicken case. We got a cattle case. We tested the milk. We tested ground beef. We tested wastewater. Well, how did you test it? What is your cycle threshold? This is the discussion that we had throughout the so-called pandemic. The pandemic was nothing more than a misapplication of the PCR test because the guy who did it died a couple of months before they ran this whole scheme. The guy who did it and won a Nobel Prize, because he would have opposed this kind of abuse of his PCR test. And he had opposed it with Fauci when Fauci abused it to say that there was a link between a virus and AIDS. And Mullis came out and said, well, whether there is or not, you can't prove it with my PCR test. And if you're using my PCR test to prove that link, you're lying to people. He says, Fauci, look straight into the camera and lie to your face. And he won't debate me, he said. And so that's where we've been for a long time. Now, I said that about this. I said, so what PCR magnification are they using? And remember, when they talk about the cycles, what that is each time they cycle it, they double it, double the magnification. So you go 2, 4, 8, 16, 64, so forth, right? If you do this 40 times, 2 to the 40th power is 1.1 trillion with a T. Trillion with a T. And you can find anything you want. But it turns out that this guy who is in Ireland and contacted Adam Curry by email, he said they're using something that is even worse than that. And he breaks it down. He says, I'm a bit behind. He said that they don't use standard qPCR as they did with SARS-CoV-2, right? The COVID so-called pandemic. He says for this, they're using digital PCR, which is qPCR, where you separate the copies of DNA into compartments, making it way more able to detect the lowest and the rarest copies. And so he sent a link to explain what the process is. It's only about a 1 minute, 30 second thing. So I'll play you the video. Here's where they're talking about their new digital PCR.
Polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, quantifies or detects nucleic acids in a sample by amplifying a target molecule with a DNA polymerase. Two methods of PCR include quantitative real-time PCR and digital PCR. But which one is right for your needs? qPCR measures bulk reaction fluorescence against a reference at each cycle until the plateau phase, while dPCR divides the bulk reaction into thousands of smaller reactions with endpoint quantification. qPCR has an increased dynamic range of detection for targets at low and high concentrations. Well suited to applications where relative quantification is sufficient, qPCR is ideal for relative gene expression analysis or standard copy number variation determination. dPCR enables absolute quantification. Being able to determine the exact number of molecules without the need for a reference helps minimize variation and improve precision, making dPCR ideal for rare target detection and absolute quantification of viral loads. Whatever the use case, qPCR and dPCR can be run using a very similar three-step workflow, thanks to the Applied Biosystems QuantStudio family of instruments. Thermo Fisher Scientific, the world leader in serving science.
Oh, yeah, or Fauci, because he is science, right? Well, there's a lot of techno garbage and jargon in that, isn't there? But you get the idea. The bottom line is this guy says, I sell these instruments and these reagents. They are for rare events, rare viruses. So if you couldn't find it with 40 cycles of quantitative PCR, You will definitely find it with digital PCR. So what is your end use that you want? Do you want to create a pandemic? Do you want to do you want to be able to kill all the food supply for people? Saying it's diseased and we got to kill it? Well, we were going to kill it anyway. Oh, but you can't have it because it's got bird flu in it. But I was going to cook it. No. We're going to now inject all of your food with mRNA. That'll be good. You don't want to eat anything that's got, may have bird flu in an infinitesimal small amount. No. Instead, we will inject the mRNA into everything. He said to test wastewater. This is the guy who sells the systems. To test wastewater, they don't just test the water as is. No, they spin it down with super speed centrifuges at 100,000 RPM or something similar. That's pretty fast. To concentrate any copies of DNA or partial DNA fragments. And this makes it much easier to test. If you tested the wastewater as is, you would still likely find nothing, even with the more sensitive, much more sensitive digital PCR. So let's take the wastewater. We'll put it in centrifuge. We'll spin it at 100,000 RPM. Get any of these microscopic DNA fragments down to the end, and then we will test them and multiply them. Ultimately, they find what they want, he said. Yeah, think of it as the Stalin of test systems. Tell me what sample you want to find, and I'll find it, right? Instead of bring me the man, and I'll find the crime. Bring me the sample, and I'll find the disease that you want in it. You want to ban all chickens? You want to ban all milk? You want to ban all meat? Well, just bring me the sample, and I'll find what you want in it, and we can ban it.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.